views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, October 28, 2014, 101, since being in the YNTS studio, airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded, 24-7, very soon, iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Our toll-free number is always 855-712-YNTS. Tweet us at Andrew Tweet Geo or our program Twitter. That is at yoandrewnts. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. End of the month, meaning it is time for Truly Weird Stories, and I'm really excited about the two Truly Weird Stories we chose. But before I get to that, there is just so much I want to talk to you guys about. I don't know, I feel like we have so many days in the week, so many hours, but when I have the conversation with my audience, I feel we're connected. I feel after we hit our 100th show last week, we really are connected. So I want to talk about a few things before we even get to the truly weird stories. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, my father, spectating as always, Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. Has anyone been in the Christmas mood lately? I'm saying this out loud. Each year, I kind of get into the mood, and then there's some years I don't get into it at all. I remember it wasn't last year, it was the year before I was really into it, singing the Christmas carols. I guess it was my first Christmas officially home throughout the holiday season, the build-up after college. Last year, not so much. This year, I am just in this holiday groove. I already went Christmas shopping. It caught my eye. I got it for a great price. So I said, I'm going to get all these gifts. So I just started throwing out the debit card. I used Apple Pay. And even though we're speaking with Chris Hawk at MacTrast in the second hour about Apple Pay, I use it for the first time. Citibank did not give me any gratitude for it, but I have to say I've enjoyed the service. As long as I don't lose my phone, I'll end up losing everything. Just don't tell my mom that. I'm just in the Christmas groove. I went Christmas shopping already. I actually started to set up the Christmas albums on my Spotify. I already got the Glee Christmas album. I started to play some Hey Monday, a punk band out a few years ago. Played their Christmas EP album. Playing some other Christmas carols. And every year, I always get in the confrontation of, is it too early? Is it too early to play Christmas carols? Is it too early to shop on Black Friday? We have the conversations on this program every single year. It always comes up. Some years, you know what? It is too early. This year, I'm psyched. I'm in the groove. I'm in the holiday groove. I want to eat like a pig. I want to go out with my friends. I'm young. I'm hip. I'm 24. I'm not no Taylor Swift at 23, but I think I'm up there. I think I can live New York a little bit longer. Hey, you only live once, right? YOLO. So I decided, hey, I'm going to start Christmas a little early. Last year, I played A Christmas Carol around this time, and I got full criticism for it. It was too early, why are you doing it? So I'm not going to play any Christmas carols, but I'll play it in my own free time. And you can tweet me right now and Facebook me if you think, Andrew, hey, it's too early. Until Santa Claus comes down that comes down the street on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, hold up on Santa Claus and his elves, hold up on the Christmas movies. I'm building up. I'm watching the Jingle All the Way clips. I'm on a roll. I don't know. This year, I feel comfortable by celebrating Christmas a little early. And I don't think I'm going to wear myself off. I think I'm right now going little by little, a little bit of Christmas carols here, do some Christmas shopping there. And with a little bit of buildup right there when we hit around the 24th, 25th, I'll be ready. I don't believe I'm overdoing it. Where to the point when Christmas does come around and my family's singing and the hats are on and let's bring out the eggnog, even though I don't even drink eggnog. I think it's gross. I think it's disgusting. But they always ask me for it, and hey, why not? A little bit of Andrew needs to get a little bit of a hippity hop. Jingle, jingle all the way. So I'm doing it piece by piece. And I want to share that with my audience to start off the night. I just want to share it. I really don't tell many people. They'll come at me. Some people won't care. But I think you guys will nod your heads. And everyone loves the conversation, especially 2014. Are you celebrating the holidays too early? Are you shopping too early? Should workers work on Thanksgiving? We see these arguments. We see the issue be brought upon us. I don't know. I'm in the mood. I'm in the Christmas groove. I got the, and especially I'm a first-time Spotify subscriber. I have, you know, I have the new iPhone. I got all this coming at me for the first time, and with the holidays right around the corner, I think it's going to be a good mix. But we're going to put the holidays aside, and you know here in the program, we're going to have a spectacular holiday season through December, and we're going to really build up some old interviews we've conducted during Thanksgiving. It is the end of the month, and I'm so glad that we're able to still share this segment with you through all of these programs. And the past 2.5 years, end of the month program has really grew. We did have round tables that kind of went under the rug, and it has not come back since. We have done truly rich stories. We added mind-blowing stories. Stories that are mind-blowing, and we're going to do something a little different the next segment. We have the box office numbers. Some are a shocker, some not a surprise. Main headlines, Ebola, the Ottawa shooting. We speak with Chris Hawk and Mac Trast about Apple Pay and the new iPads. Is that enough momentum for them? We're going to ask our new friend Chris, who is best friends with our old friend Glenn Kunzler. You might know him if you're a longtime listener. And then, of course, we have open phone calls and more headlines. And guess what we're going to do? Last week, if you missed the Sound Clip of Wisdom montage, it was an 8-minute montage that we created to remember how the Sound Clip of Wisdom has grew from the first show to 100. We're going to replay it for you. We already got a planned Sound Clip of Wisdom next week for Election Day, but we do have a 8-minute montage. We played it last week. Some of you didn't hear it. We're going to play it for you again, so we want you to stick around if you can. It was an amazing clip. We got a lot of great reviews from it, from the editing point to the music that was used to the 26 out of many Sound Clip of Wisdoms we played on the program. So we're going to be playing that for you again, and I am so excited that I get to hear my work and hear how one segment has really grown. But let's get to the Truly Rich Stories. We chose two Truly Rich Stories tonight. Two. And I want you, I didn't want to choose too many. Now, the first truly weird story we have, let me see if I have it here. Here it is. It's a funny story. And this story was interesting. A man woke up after a night drinking to discover he's stolen the neighbor's patio. Now, this was reported by theexpress.co.uk. Paul Reedy Hall his age 49, ripped up 8 heavy flagstones from a rental property 6 doors down from his home as he stumbled back from the pub. A neighbor who requested not to be named, quote, saying, "We've heard of people taking traffic cones and road signs home after a heavy night out, but never a neighbor's patio." This young man who's 49 went to the pub, went to the bar, had a few drinks. We all need a drink sometimes. And we see many people, like what this neighbor just said, you steal cones, you go out and you steal, you steal someone's favorite hat. Oops, I stole someone's wallet. How'd I get this? Never someone's patio. Officers were searching nearby properties when they found a hungover and befuddled Mr. Reedhall standing in his backyard staring at the stolen garden goods. A crowbar believed to have been used to rip up the stones was discovered nearby as a woolly-headed Reedhall, I've been saying his last name incorrectly, explained to the officers that he has been quite drunk and had no memory of taking the patio. He was ordered to pay $350 of compensation. Now, the defense lawyer, Rachel Garnett, said he remembers his dog getting out and going to retrieve him, and the next thing he knows, he's in a police cell. She also added, it hit him quite hard, and he started drinking. As a result of his offense, it's been a shock to him, and as such, he has tried to reduce his drinking and spoken to his GP. Well, I mean, we all drink, and we all do it a little bit too much, and sometimes you get a little ahead of yourself. Again, we have not seen anything in this article of him having a past dispute with a neighbor. It looks like, though, we only got them fixed a week ago, but didn't put me off moving in. A lot of the neighbors think it's quite funny. A man got so drunk he stole a patio. So it looks like everyone's laughing about it, and I don't think it's going to be such a serious issue in the future, as long as he keeps off the drinks. Another truly weird story. It's truly weird. More of a coincidence. And at the end of the day, it's a sad story. And we hope that we could be able to see how this story moves on. John Spinello, he was the inventor of the popular board game. Have you guys played? It's called Operation. And sadly enough, John Spinello, who earned a small spot in the pop culture history 50 years ago, can you believe it? When he invented Operation, the battery-powered game that lets kids play Sergeant, he's 77 years old now. He lives in Illinois. And to make this truly weird and yet sad, he needs oral surgery, and he can't afford to pay for it. After sold the rights to the creation for just $500. So the creator of Operation actually needs an operation of his own. Sadly enough, he cannot afford it. But what makes this truly weird story actually inspirational is how many of his supporters and fans have come out and tried to help him. To help him out, a couple of toy designer friends, and this is according to the Huffington Post, HuffingtonPost.com, are trying to help him raise $25,000. That's how much he needs to receive this surgery. A crowdfunding campaign at crowdrights.com, they've already started a campaign for those who want to donate and help out John to get this surgery. It already reached $1,300 yesterday morning. Today's Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. So Monday morning. Mostly from toy industry insiders. A sister website, iloveoperation.com, is even selling copies of Operation personally signed by Spinello, the founder, the creator of Operation. For more extraordinary news to try to get John this surgery, he is planning a December auction of his original game prototype, hoping to raise at least another $35,000. And that's according to the toy designer Tim Walsh, who is organizing the fundraiser along with fellow designer Peggy Brown. A little bit more of information, history of this game operation. Spinello invented operation while he was an industrial design student at the University of Illinois. The Bloomington resident was tasked to come up with an electric game where the object was to insert a metal wand into holes without touching the metal edges of the openings. And John once quote saying, "I got an A on it." And believe it or not, he also said, "I did get the two cheeks eventually. I had to call for them." So right now, we hope to see that John is okay. And it is a truly rich story how the creator of a most popular game that includes some type of operation, now he needs an operation of his own. We're going to have these two articles on our Facebook page that you can like them and comment. You can also go on our Twitter. And if we do get the newsletter launched, you will see these two articles right on our newsletter. And we'll be sending out to the first 10 people for our test for the week to see if we can get it going. Coming up next on the program, we have, yes, mind-blowing stories. But we're not going to do a mind-blowing story. No. We're not going to go about doing a mind-blowing story. I want to do a mind-blowing list. And let's just say that what happened was I was going on my little 90s nostalgic search. I was in the mood. And I saw a picture of Hey Arnold, the cartoon created by Nickelodeon back in the 90s. And it was a mind-blowing meme of his last name, because Hey Arnold, 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 that's all you heard, but you never knew his last name until I saw a meme of why the creator came out at one time when they canceled the program and mentioned, well, you heard his name throughout the program if you're listening correctly. When I went on and did my research, I found an article by BuzzFeed from the 29th of June 2011 titled 25 Cartoon Characters Whose Real Names You Never Knew. And I was mind blown by this. And what's great about this list is it'll be able to attract all type of demographics. From Captain Crunch to Scooby-Doo, Cookie Monster, Woody from Toy Story, and even Hello Kitty and Winnie the Pooh. 25 names that you never knew. Yeah, Cookie Monster, and Hello Kitty, Winnie the Pooh, and Woody the Cowboy. These are nicknames. These are not their real names, yet the creator has real names for them. 25 of them will be going through, and you might be mind blown by some of the names you're going to hear. So that's going to be interesting. I mean, hey, my name is Andrew Giordano. You can call me O'Andrew on this program. If one day when I become famous and popular and, you know, awesomely looking, handsome, that's not what I am. I'm not like that. But if I ever did get to the point of fame, if Yo Andrew was on the title, well, people probably won't know my first or last name. Be right back. Don't be left behind. Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs, nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Why should you listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show? The guests. We bring on the experts.
And has dedicated her professional efforts to advancing public service loan forgiveness, which allows recent graduates to dedicate their careers to the greater good. Her name is Heather Jarvis.
You know, people have a lot of different options, and the first thing to look at is what kind of student loans you have.
His area of expertise is international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Ireland, Northern Ireland. His name is Dr. Joseph Skelly.
I do not see the re-implementation of the draft on the horizon in the near term or in the long term.
We have reporters.
She is staff editor for TV Guide, TVGuide.com. She is Robin Ross.
I absolutely was a child of the 90s, and I still sort of am. I still love all those shows that I grew up with.
He's a managing editor of Reason 24/7 at www.reason.com. His name is J.D. DeChilly on my phone line again.
Big newspapers, you don't have to go through big media companies. You can get your word out there, and that really is the best thing about it. It's not all great, but it's fresh voices, and I think we should all be happy that we have the opportunity to put our word out and to listen to what other people have to say.
Organizers that try to create a difference in our society.
Right now, she found the organization Stand Up, Stay Strong, Amanda Ray Davis.
And the gumption to stand up to these bullies and to stop all these suicides from happening.
Founder of the Hurricane Sandy Relief Program called SIFT is Christian Sears.
Tank top, almost like a white t-shirt, and just wrote with a permanent marker SIFT on it to symbolize that this is the volunteer group we were part of and that we can be a trusted group and that we're a bunch of local Staten Islanders from the community just looking to give a hand.
Listen to The Guest every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on www.yoandrewnts.com.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
And we welcome you back to the program. It is the end of the month, so if you're coming in, and I know how it is, you just got home from work, but you know Yo Andrew's on, and you can access me from anywhere, your tablet, your smartphone, your laptop, the AM dial, if in your local area, and you can go right on YoAndrewNTS.com, you can go and look if you want to. We've spoke about our truly weird stories for the month. One story that was truly funny and the other truly weird yet inspirational at the end of the day. And I'd love to follow up on the second story that we spoke about. I already mentioned to you about the mind-blowing story that we're going to talk about. The 25 names, 25 characters. Yes, they have names. The names you've been hearing were nicknames, supposedly. Ooh, and I'm getting all jittery now. You can't wait to hear some of the names. You're going to be mind-blown by this. And I only read a few of the names on the list. Because what I wanted to do is, because I saw the article, I saw the title, I've read it over a million times, like, this is credible, this is great, great for the show, we're going to show it to you. I want to also be mind blown with you. Now, I only saw the first four on the list, but there's many I have not seen yet or read in detail. So when I announce some of these character names that you never thought existed before, and you're going to be mind blown by this, well, guess what? Me, myself, I'm going to be mind-blown with you. So we're going to do it together. We're both going to sit down, and we're both going to be surprised by what we read. So let's go through the article here. And the article was titled by BuzzFeed on the 29th of June, 2011. And it was titled, 25 Cartoon Characters Whose Real Names You Never Knew. It also subtitled, We Know Them and We Love Them, But What Are Their Actual Names? Are you sure you're ready to know Hey Arnold's real last name? Check that out and more inside. So these are names, characters that your parents, my parents, your grandparents, my grandparents, your kids and men, well, I don't have kids yet. We see these characters, they're included in our lives, if it's on our cereal box, on the television set, or even right here sitting on some type of platform because you got the awesome action figure. They have names, we got their real names, here we go. Cookie Monster, Sesame Street, Cookie Monster loves eating cookies. You love him eating the cookies, he can't get enough of it. His real name, Sid. That's Cookie Monster's real name. Now, by the way, these characters on the article, they don't give us much information on where the name came from, and we're not going to go into full detail. We want to get through all 25 names. But what we could do is look up some of the names and research them out and put them on our Facebook and Twitter page. Cookie Monster, his real name is Sid. Now, the second man is Captain Crunch. Right? Now, one mind-blowing thing about Captain Crunch, if you never noticed it, was how his eyebrows are on his hat. Have you ever noticed that? Well, that's one of the first mind-blowing that I actually saw on an episode of Friends. But this was an interesting mind-blowing fact. His real name? Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. That's Captain Crunch's last name. Excuse me, first and last name. Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. We move on. Scooby-Doo hit number three. Scoobert Doo. Scooby, when you see Shaggy calling him out, Scooby-Gooby-Doo, where are you? Well, Scooby-Doo's real name is Scoobert Doo. Now, number four, I don't know where this name came from. I don't know where half these names came from. If we have some time, maybe we'll even go and research some of these names. Woody from Toy Story, and if you like the movie or not, you know who he is. Woody is the cowboy, Andy's best friend, before almost being replaced in the first sequel by his future best friend, Buzz Lightyear. We then see Woody in the second be stolen in a garage sale by mistake, and then come back to Andy. And in the third one, we see him going to college with Andy. Now, his real name, and this was number four on the list, Woody Pride. Woody, the cowboy, his real name, Woody Pride. Let's move on. Now, Hello Kitty, we already had a Hello Kitty on the program with the mind-blowing facts, and everyone heard it. Hello Kitty is not really a cat. That's what the creator came out and say. Well, Hello Kitty is not his, her, cat or not name either. Hello Kitty's name, Kitty White. Kitty White is Hello Kitty's name. Winnie the Pooh, who comes at number six, he was also on one of our mind-blowing facts. Winnie the Pooh was a girl, not a guy. We already went over that already when we saw the 100th birthday for Winnie the Pooh. His real name, Edward Bear. Winnie the Pooh, bitch, I don't know. Winnie the Pooh, we all thought he was a girl, he's a boy, and Edward Bear is the real name for... So where did Winnie, that tends to be a woman's name, come into effect? Edward Bear's his name. Let's move on. Now, there is a Simpsons character, well, there's actually two Simpsons characters, Eleanor Abernathy, who was the cat lady in The Simpsons, and Jeff Albertson, also his real name in The Simpsons series. Now, I never personally watched The Simpsons to the effect where I understand why these two characters' names, I don't know their nicknames, I don't know what they're called, so I really can't give any background information on that, but this is going to be an interesting one. I like this one, Barbie. I want to give you a fun fact. My mom, who used to live up in the Bronx, and she used to see, because where we see like a whole shopping complex, she used to see the first Barbie dolls come into the truck right around the early 60s. And I have to say, it was a milestone. Barbie dolls, and they're still sold today in stores. Barbies are not going anywhere. Barbie is a household name for many young girls and even young guys. Yet Barbie is not her name. Guess what Barbie's name is? Barbara Millicent Roberts. That's actually a pretty name. Oh, so you got a Barbara doll? That's great. Imagine going up and telling someone that they'll look at you with three heads. That's at number 9. Right? Barbara Millicent Roberts is the name of Barbie. It's it. And I would love to know what Ken's real name is, if that's the case. And then Barbara had a daughter, and Barbara made friends, and all this stuff. But look at that. Barbara Millicent Roberts. That actually is a very beautiful name. Not going to lie. Well, let's go into it. Have you ever played that game? What I believe it's called. What's it called again? Yes, Find Wally. Where you have this huge picture, if it's an amusement park or different characters, and you have to sit there and try to find Wally. It's the guy with the striped red and white shirt. You've probably seen him. He's been around for many years. And you can see him tons of times on Halloween this Friday. His real name is Wally, but spelled differently. W-A-L-L-Y, not W-A-L-L-E. So Wally's name is the same, or Wally, it's how you say it. The spelling is different. Now, Big Bird on Sesame Street, his friend... Remember, it was the he had that big trunk. Come on, let's all come together here. It's a big, you know. His name was Snuffy. Sorry, Snuffy. That was his name, Snuffy. Right? He lived in the cave. He lived with his mother, his younger sister Alice. Snuffy. Snuffy was his nickname. When Big Bird called, "Hey, Snuffy, how are you?" And then they hugged and they talked about what knows what. You have to love these type of confrontations. That's not his name. His real name is Aloysius Snufflepuggus. Snufflepuggus. it's a long name. Figures why they named him Snuffy. I don't think I would be able to say his name if I was 10. We also got John A. Zoidberg. He was, I believe, the scientist from Futurama. That's his real name. We go to number 13, Patricia Rygart. That is the real name of one of the Peanut characters. The Peanut character, his name, I know, I wish they would be able to give us their nickname, because I know they called him I'm going to get back to that in a few seconds. Now, you know what? I'm going to find it now. I know his real name. And it was, I think, Patty. It was Patty, I believe. Right? Peppermint Patty? We have Peppermint Patty. There we go. Oh my God, I can't forget Peppermint Patty. Patricia Rygart is Peppermint Daddy's real name. Alf, The alien. We love Alf. Oh, I love the first episode. That's not his name. His name is Gordon Shumway. We move on to number 15. Hey, the Monopoly. Till this day, it's the one percenters running around the board. His real name is Milburn Pennybags. We move to number 16, Beauty and the Beast. The Beast's real name, Prince Adam. Now, I like this one. Mr. Clean. I love Mr. Clean's commercials. I mean, this guy stays in shape. He wears a nice, you know, white t-shirt. I mean, he's a handsome guy for cleaning kitchens. And what I loved about Mr. Clean and the product itself, it really goes against the whole, the genre circles. Right? It goes against, what a male and a woman's role is in society. But I love it, though, because males could clean just as good as men can. So I love that Mr. Clean did it. Mr. Clean's real name is Vertebrally Clean. Vertebrally Clean is Mr. Clean's. Now, do you remember the Tweety Bird? Remember the little yellow bird that, oh my God, he always started trouble, but he never did. Tweety Pie, his real name. Now, do you remember Curious George? Remember his master, the awesome yellow hat? His real name is Ted Shackelford. Oh, the Pillsbury Doughboy. You're going to see him in tons of commercials. He makes, again, don't fight over his roles. His real name is Poppin' Fresh. We move on to the young skunk from the Looney Tunes. It was the female, not the male. The male who tried to go and cast a female. Penelope Pussycat was his name. Now, we already said Scoobert Doo was Scooby-Doo's real name, but Shaggy also got a real name, and it's Norville Rogers. We got three more to go. Let's see if we can get these done. Tails, Sonic and the Hedgehog. Tails, he got his nickname because his tail could do a lot more than many others can. He could spin around in lightning speed, and it will allow Tails to fly through different maps and surfaces. Miles Prower is his real name. Now, the last two hit me, hits me right in my childhood, even though you guys have lived through Casper the Friendly Ghost. We love Casper. But what's Casper's last name? Casper McFadden. Casper McFadden is the last name of Casper. And then Hey Arnold is number 25. And supposedly, the creator of Hey Arnold, the cartoon on Nickelodeon in the 90s, came out in an interview and said what the last name was, announced through the program, if you were paying attention, when the grandfather of Hey Arnold called him Short Man, we thought it was a nickname. That was his last name. And that freaks you out a bit, because you heard it so many times, yet, wait a minute, you call him by his last name? Because by hearing his last name, you then start thinking of his parents, that supposedly that's a story of, will he ever find them? So it really hits back a nostalgic moment. 25 names, mind-blowed your minds, and mind-blown mine too. Box office numbers next. Oh boy, what movies didn't do so good? Be right back.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up. to knock out endometriosis.
I am calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak in a language you could understand. Who is a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 1990s. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. You don't have to be on Facebook user. Just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. You can view on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault. Former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer.
Of just a third-party candidate, now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the president of the United States.
The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow when we know who's going to win, my prayer is that they will mention the word reform and say that I'm not going to stand for business as usual, that America is too important than that. Man, I'd love for that to happen.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
What I loved about these names is when you hear each of these names called out, many of these characters have lived through your childhood or the majority of your life, become a family figure, a role model, maybe even included in the family. So when you see that friends like Scooby-Doo and Peppermint Patty at the Peanut Gang and Hey Arnold and Casper, and even see commercial friends like the Doughberry Boy and Mr. Clean. Wow. I can't believe it that the creator or the company who created this character gave him a name, gave him some relevance when if they ever left the commercial. But some of them never do. Well, the box office numbers is out, and we do have some movies we are going to talk about that opened up in the weekend, and we're also going to go through some movies that's already been out for a while that we're going to get into. I haven't been to the movies in a while. I'm not going to lie. The movies have not been on my agenda. But one movie that did come out over the weekend, that was Queegee. Right? The Queegee board. That movie actually really interests me. If I had to go to the movies, I would see Queegee board, because the plot is something we haven't seen in a while. We see the same scary movies. That particular movie market is so unique. It's a hit because it's a hit and miss. Because you sit down with a bunch of guys and girls and you figure out what's the next best scary movie that could be a one-hit wonder or could actually be a movie spoken about and even made fun of years to come. The Ring is a great example. The Grudge is a great example. There was another movie that you could name. Paranormal Activity. These are scary movies that they come out to play, and you hope that it becomes a hit you can see years and years to come. We all want to be a part of that. You all want to be able to make money years and years to come. We all want to be a part of that that game. Lately, you've been seeing the same movies. The evil girl who comes up from the floor, or from the sky, or from a barrel, and I'm going to haunt you. Or you go into a mysterious area that hasn't been looked at for hundreds of years, and of course, someone is going to get killed and kidnapped. It's like, oh my God, the same thing. Enough is enough. Call it a day. It's over. I'm done. I don't want to talk about it no more. When I saw the coming attractions of Queegee, I said, wow. Now this is different. The Queegee board has always interested many people, and many, when they're young or when they're old, tend to experience the Queegee and always hope that someone around you is speaking, if it's a family member or not. And the Queegee movie, many people thought like I, $20 million to start off the weekend. And this time, right before the holiday season, not too shabby for a scary movie that many people could get a overrun on. Not too bad. Now, what is Queegee about? Because you don't know what the board is. Queegee, a group of friends, must confront their most terrifying fears when they awaken the dark power of an ancient spirit board. So they get this board. It's an old board. And they end up awakening a channel that now, of course, the Queegee board is taking control of these friends and they have to stop it. Only $5 million. Best part, only $5 million to make. $5 million to make, they already made $20 million. So the actors and the actresses and the producers and the directors are getting their pay cut in this movie. Movie came out this past Friday. It's PG-13. It is a horror. It's live action. It is fantasy. And it is brought to you by Platinum Dunes, Blumhouse, and Hasbro Studios. So it's, and I believe Universal. Now, in worldwide, in international, it hit $1,300,000, but in here in the United States, the $20 million kicked in. So worldwide, $21 million. Here domestically, $20 million. So, and this movie stars Olivia Cooke and Darren Cockleslift, Douglas Smith, and many more. So it's not too bad. And I don't blame this movie for not doing bad. I just said it clearly. Queegee is an interesting plot we haven't seen. Many of us have experiences with the Queegee board. It wouldn't be too bad to see someone else get their own experiences, even though it is fictional. So I really am happy that Queegee did well. We also have John Wick. John Wick only came up with $14 million, but did come out as number two in the weekend. And now, Queegee was made by Universal. This movie was made by Lionsgate. Only $14 million. We already say this on this program many times when we do box office numbers. $14 million is not bad. $14 million is not good. You're kind of being fair. If you hit under $10 million, you didn't do well. Yeah, you play a lot of catch-up. Hitting $20 million, you're in the safe zone to do pretty well. But again, sometimes it also depends on how much they pay for the movie. Now, this movie that Rotten Tomatoes called it 100% fresh, so they liked it. this movie, let's see if we can get numbers on this. I don't know. I don't think we could. Yeah, it looks like they're not giving us. Sadly, they're not giving us how much this movie was paid for, but we could tell you that it's live action, contemporary fiction action movie, made by a lot of production companies: Thunder Road Film, 8711 Inc., MJW Films, and Definite Films. Now, this movie was about an ex-hitman who comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him. What does this remind you of? It reminds you a little bit of Taken. What's the difference? This is an ex-hitman. Taken, he was an ex-FBI agent. He comes out of retirement, same in Taken, tracks down the gangsters that took everything from him. Well, technically, in Taken, he went after those who took everything from him also, and that was his daughter. Now we're actually seeing a third one. God bless our souls. Can't believe it. I just remember, yeah, third Taken. Oh, God. Another one? I'm going to go see it. One of my saying. You take me in. Only at $14 million. Let's see what other movies came out throughout the weekend of October, this past October. We had John Wick. We had the Ouija board. Ooh. What else did we get? Did we get any other movies here? Yeah, well, we had 23 Blast, and well, that was more of a small-time movie, so only hit 337,000. But it looks like those are the movies that really came out over the weekend strong, and were one of the two movies that came out brand new, and they did fairly well for each other. We also have a lot of movies that have been out already and that have been very successful. If you haven't seen this movie yet, I haven't seen it. Gone Girl. Gone Girl is a wedding anniversary, the fifth anniversary for the character Nick Dunn. He reports that his beautiful wife, Amy, has gone missing. Under pressure from the police and a growing media frenzy, Nick's portrait of a blissful union begins to crumble. Soon he lies, deceits, and strange behavior has everyone asking the same dark question. Did Nick Dunn kill his wife? I think it's a great plot. It's something you would see in a novel. And I believe it is from, you know what? I believe it was a novel at one point. It definitely sounds like it was a novel. So it definitely sounds like a movie that is suspenseful. And we do, yes, it is a novel. And it was a novel published in June 2012. So it was a hit novel, became a movie. So you already know it's guaranteed to grab a lot of the audience who read the book and enjoyed that. Now you see many audience members who, well, I didn't read the book, but hey, I want to actually come out and see what the movie is about. Now, again, the movie is rated R, and who plays in this movie also? A lot of guys you like: Ben Affleck, Neil Patrick Harris, Tyler Perry, and many more. So you have a lot of famous actors and actresses, well-respected in the movie. And Gone Girl, great plot, well done. It had really good numbers. It has already hit over $124 million in the box office here in America, and even over $118 million internationally, totaling $242 million in the box office. So that's a pretty extraordinary number for Gone Girl, and I'm not surprised that hit really well. Hit book, good actors and actresses, and many people come up to me giving me raving reviews. We also have a lot of movies that has come out. We saw The Judge. That was made by Warner Brothers, and that also had a lot of respected actors and actresses in it. Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall, Vera Farmiga, a lot of well-respected actors. Now, this movie was about a successful attorney returns to his hometown for his mother's funeral to discover that his estranged father, the town's judge, is suspected of murder. He sets out to discover the truth and along the way reconnects with the family he walked away from years before. I like this plot. I like it because you're able to get some of the justice system into effect. You also get to see two different conflicts. A conflict of, well, now my father, the town's judge, no less, is suspected for murder. And also, I have to reconcile with the family that I walked away from years ago. It's done good in the box office, $34 million. Internationally, $19 million, totaling $53 million. So the movie, The Judge, did not do too bad for the plot that it's worth. Now, again, they did spend $50 million on the movie, and so they have reached some profit, even though those actors are probably on contracts. They're going to get paid anyway. Now, one last movie I want to go into that's already been out, and I did not want to see this, and I'm glad I didn't see this movie. I just felt it's not even worth it. It's not. Maybe some of you want to see this movie. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. And I mean, it's hit $45 million in the box office 17 days. Internationally, $11 million, totaling rounding off $57 million. It stalls again, another movie with well-respected actors and many of these guys I love. Steve Carell played the father. Jennifer Garner played the mom. Ed Oxenbaum played Alexander. Jennifer Kalach played she played the test driving administrator. A lot of great actors and actresses coming out for the cast of this popular children's book. Another movie that was based on a book, but this was a children's book, and we loved that book, right? The Terrible, Horrible. This movie. Of course, you know the plot follows. The 11-year-old Alexander has he experiences the most terrible and horrible day of his young life, a day that begins with gum stuck to his hair. And, of course, it tries to go through the nostalgic. But the problem is he soon learns that he's not alone when his mom, dad, brother, and sister all find themselves living through their own terrible, horrible. And that's what I don't like.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Why should you listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show? The guests. We bring on the experts.
And has dedicated her professional efforts to advancing public service loan forgiveness, which allows recent graduates to dedicate their careers to the greater good. Her name is Heather Jarvis.
You know, people have a lot of different options, and the first thing to look at is what kind of student loans you have.
His area of expertise is international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Ireland, Northern Ireland. His name is Dr. Joseph Skelly.
I do not see the re-implementation of the draft on the horizon in the near term or in the long term.
We have reporters.
She is staff editor for TV Guide, TVGuide.com. She is Robin Ross.
I absolutely was a child of the 90s, And I still sort of am. I still love all those shows that I grew up with.
He's a managing editor of Reason 24/7 at www.reason.com. His name is J.D. DeChile on my phone line again.
Big newspapers, you don't have to go through big media companies. You can get your word out there, and that really is the best thing about it. It's not all great, but it's fresh voices. And I think we should all be happy that we have the opportunity to put our word out and listen to what other people have to say.
Organizers that try to create a difference in our society.
Right now, she found the organization Stand Up, Stay Strong, Amanda Ray Davis.
And the gumption to stand up to these bullies and to stop all these suicides from happening.
Founder of the Hurricane Sandy Relief Program called SIFT is Christian Spears.
Tank top almost, like a white t-shirt, and just wrote with a permanent marker SIFT on it to symbolize that this is the volunteer group we were part of and that we can be a trusted group and that we're a bunch of local Staten Islanders from the community just looking to give a hand.
Listen to The Guest every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on www.yoandrewnts.com.